Good morning. So we're going to have a small shiur today, just to introduce the sugya. But Rabbi Yaakov's wife broke her hip on Motzei Shabbos.
I would not.
Need surgery.
I would not.
So her name is Malka Bas Esther. So she should be for sure of Malka Bas Esther. So, a new sugya. Nishas a cowboy shall have a bit of a. You look at the Gemara, it's like 15 lines down. You go to the first one, Nishas a cowboy shall have a bit of a. Now we're talking about an interesting situation, but about a dog. And we know that if a dog bites, then it's fine because of care. Right? So, dog bites, kabonos a hazik. So if something is the dog bites, they're flying around or walking around, and the dog bites, then you have to look care. Here, the dog didn't bite on its own choice. Rather, somebody came along and goaded on the dog. Mishase to goad on the dog. Mishase kalvish bechavir. So he goaded on the dog of somebody else. It's a Reuven goaded on the dog of Shimon to bite Levi. Well, I went. Rashi got different names. Rashi is Levi goaded on the dog of Reuven to bite Shimon. See Rashi. It's harder than further down. That's when the man is leaving. So he goaded on the dog of Levi, goaded on the dog of Reuven to bite Shimon. I'm sure. I'm going to introduce this sugya and then I'm going to leave you to it. But we're starting a new sugya, a very short sugya, but very smart. Only one tiny toast. It's very short, so it shouldn't take as long. It's today or tomorrow, and then Tuesday we can go over it, and we already start the new sugya after that. But the sugya is, you're asking a very good morning. The sugya is, we know if a dog bites an bites somebody, if a dog bites somebody, the chai, why you cry, if a dog bites? Wash, you bring a chair,
dog bites.
They don't.
Well, it's not eating it,
The dog bites, it's care. So if the dog bites a person, it's care, it's fine, it's okay. But this dog didn't bite stuff. This dog, somebody goaded it on. Mashasa means to goad on, to entice. Somebody enticed this dog in order to bite someone else. The lady went to Reuven's dog and egged him on, and that caused Reuven's dog to bite Shimon. So now the shaila is, who has to pay? Does Levi have to pay? He was the one that did cause it. Or does Reuven have to pay because it's his dog that it is? That's the shine of the sugya. So when we learn through the sugya, we have to work out, we have to think to ourselves, svaros. The Gemara said what he said, we have to think svaros. Why should we think it should be Reuven, or why should we think it should be Levi? That's the svaros, that's our homework, which we have to do as we go through the Gemara. The Gemara itself gives us svar, and we have to think about that, how it works. So the sugya starts, Yibayin on the Hamashat, the first word on the line is Hamashat there. How much is it? About 15 lines down? Right? And the words two words before that is Yibayin. So that's the beginning of the sugya. Yibayin on Hamashat, it's a completely new sugya, not connected to what we were learning earlier, besides for the fact that one of the rayas is from a Mishnah that we learned about Tam and Mud. One of the writings, one brings it from that. That's why it came in. So this sugya starts here. goes all the way till the Mishnah. It's a very not complicated Gishmak, very Gishmak. Once you work out the source of Gishmak, there's a second half of the Sugya, which is the Sugya, if you want to learn to Eddie, of Kolam Shani, of Vahach Vishina, Boi Potter. If somebody does something weird, and somebody else does something weird back to him, the second guy is Potter. For instance, somebody parks his car in the middle of Ayalon Highway, decides that's it. He parked his car across the width of the road, he got a lorry, blocked it, maybe a protest that somebody wanted to make. I don't know if that's a shin or not, that's a hate standard. But let's say there would be a shin on somebody blocked the highway and somebody else came along with his coat and he smashed up that car. The second guy's bottom. Why? Because the first guy was a shin. First guy did something wrong, different. That's the second part, second half of the sugar, which is not refuse. One of their eyes based on that. Okay, so that's the two parts of the Sugya Metzeshem we spent today to get to the Mishnah. There's one Tosfos at the bottom of the very short Tosfos. Good idea to look up the Mishnah on the test of Adal, just to understand what Tosfos is talking about. And then Tosfos just tells us it's not, they're not anatomical to why. There are some Rishayim on this Sugya, there's a Rosh that I think we should learn. The Rosh is, you remember all this? The Mishnah from here to the Mishnah. Very short tasters, and there's a Rosh, it's pig, it's obviously Simon. You've done it. That's after you finish the soup. Okay, after you finish the soup, yeah. Simon, you've done it, and that's it. I suspect it shouldn't take you that long against Shem today. Tomorrow, if you're ready by 11:30 tomorrow, 10:30. 10:30 tomorrow, you feel you're ready for Shir. Call me up on Shir, otherwise, you'll do it on Tuesday morning. That's a Shir at 9:30. Say that. Okay. And Shalima, say that Yaakov's wife broke her hip on Matzah Shabbos. Her name is Malka Basses. She didn't tell you today, tomorrow. Okay. Fine. So, say it's good. Okay.